As we continue our coverage ahead of the primaries later this month, we turn now to Colorado's first congressional district. Diana DeGette, a Democrat, has represented that district since 1996. But this year she faces a challenger, Sayra Rao. A first-time candidate is on the Democratic primary ballot for the district that covers all of Denver and parts of Arapahoe and Jefferson County. And she joins us from our Denver studio. Good morning. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
As I said, you're a first-time candidate. Why step into politics now, particularly in challenging DeGette in this particular on this particular seat?
Sure, thanks. That's a great question. The status quo gave us Donald Trump. So what we saw in November 2016 is tons of Democratic voters didn't show up. So who didn't show up? Voters of color, young voters, the Rust Belt didn't show up. The Obama coalition fell apart. People decided, you know what, we're tired of voting in the same people over and over again and getting worse results. So I decided, you know what, it's time to actually step in and shake up the status quo and really fight for equity.
In terms of shaking up the status quo, talk a little bit more about that, because I've heard you talk about being a Democrat but breaking up with the Democratic Party. What are your concerns about what's happening right now?
Sure. I think what we've seen, you know, in the past 10, 15 years is the Democratic Party has been taking tons and tons and tons of money from corporations. And when you take money from corporations, you answer to corporations. You don't answer to people. And so when I say breaking up with the status quo and the Democratic establishment, that's what I'm talking about. And I think we have a real opportunity right now to fight for the soul of the party. And what I mean by that is bring the party back to the people, bring the party back to fighting for the disenfranchised, poor people, brown and black people, sick people, disabled people, rather than fighting, frankly, for corporations. We now are living in a situation where we have a 1%, 99% situation with economic disparity. That's the worst economic disparity we've had since the 1920s. That's third world right there. The party is not working for us. The corporate part of the party is not working for us.
Well, we'll get into some of your specific positions in just a moment, but just let listeners know a little bit more about yourself, because I know that so much of your own personal story is the fact that if you were to be elected to Congress, you would be the state's first woman of color to be elected to Congress. Tell our listeners a little bit more about your own background.
Sure, absolutely. I'm the daughter of Indian immigrants, went to the University of Virginia, NYU Law School, clerked on the Third Circuit Court of Appeals in Philly, worked at the law firm of Cleary Gottlieb in New York before starting a company 6 years ago, actually with a friend of mine who lives in Boulder, Carrie Albertine. We started a company called In This Together Media, recognizing the dearth of quantitative and qualitative diversity in kids' books. So what we do is we package books with kids that you typically don't see in kids' books, brown kids, black kids, gay kids. And we have agents who then sell those books to the big publishers like Simon & Schuster, Random House, Penguin, et cetera, et cetera. So I firmly believe that representation matters, and it matters in not just kids' media, but sports and medicine and radio. And it matters in Congress. And right now, all 9 members of our congressional delegation are white, and that is not representative. Again, representation matters, and I would be delighted to be the first woman of color to go to Congress from Colorado.
Well, in terms of some of your very specific platform policy positions, tell us a little bit about some of the key tenets. What are you proposing to bring to the representation of Colorado's first congressional district?
Sure. So I want to go back to the corporate money in politics. This is not a sideshow. It's the main event. So when we talk about why do we not have health care for all, look at where your representatives are taking their money from. Why are prescription drug costs through the roof? Why did they rise faster and higher on the Democrats' watches than ever before? If the Dreamers had a super PAC, we would have a Clean Dream Act. If the Earth had a super PAC, we wouldn't be trashing the Earth. So that's first and foremost. I think we have to vote every single person out that takes corporate PAC money. That's number one. Number two, elimination of student loan debt. Right now, we have 44 million Americans sitting on $1.4 trillion. Sit with that for a minute. $1.4 trillion of student loan debt. What does that look like? That's two generations of Americans who can't buy homes, who can't start families, and who can't start saving for retirement. Congress gave companies a $1.4 trillion tax cut last fall. Why are we prioritizing companies over regular Americans? So that would be a big priority to me. For me, elimination of student loan debt. A Clean Dream Act now. I mean, it is abhorrent that we are actually deporting Dreamers. I think that we should be deeply, deeply ashamed about that, which leads me to comprehensive immigration reform with a path to citizenship, universal health care for everybody, which includes, you know, equal access to health care for brown and black people, poor people, people in the LGBTQ community, people in the disability community. We have to bring everyone together and lift everyone up. So mine is a real progressive platform based in equity, social, racial, and economic equity in all forms. And one thing that I say repeatedly is Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter, and we have to start focusing on police brutality of brown and black people. We have to start focusing on this school to prison pipeline that our brown and black communities face. And gun violence has ravaged brown and black communities. We got to start talking about that and really attacking that as an issue.
Sari, you're part of what many people are describing as a wave of new people coming in to challenge Democratic establishment candidates. We're seeing it play out in districts around Colorado, well, around the country, in fact. But the particular seat that you're looking at, Congressional District 1, Diana DeGette, as I said, has served that district for 22 years. And many people describe her as a consensus builder, as the chief deputy whip of the Democratic Party. Given the current climate in Congress right now, how would you bring, well, do you see a role for consensus building, or how do you see achieving some of your platform if you were to get to Congress, given what's happening right now?
Sure. You know, I think we've really hit a low point in our country, and I don't know how many people would argue with that. We are seeing both sides just tweeting at each other, you know, thoughts and prayering at each other and not getting anything done. There is very little that's getting done on either side. And so what I would love to be a part of is joining the progressive caucus that's really burgeoning in Congress. So we're seeing new folks coming in the past 2, 4, 6 years, that many of whom are committed to not taking corporate PAC money and really working to push some of these progressive platform points that I'd be so excited about. I've talked to some of those folks on the Hill, and they said, you know, you'd be a really welcome addition. And I do think that there's a little bit of a partisan drama that's happening, that's playing out for the American people, us, where we have this like, oh, the Democrats hate the Republicans, the Republicans hate the Democrats. I think a lot of it is drama. And I actually do have a friend in Congress who is a Republican. He and I went to college together, and, you know, we talk pretty regularly. And he said, we actually work pretty well with the Progressive Caucus. We actually do reach across the aisle with the Progressive Caucus. So I think that I'd be just fine at it. And frankly, this is what I've done in the past 6.5 years with my company, is really kind of changing the way publishing works by working together, by having editors and writers and agents work together. And I would just bring that same skill set to Congress.
Well, the ballots will be going out this week to people to participate in the primary elections. What are the opportunities for people to engage with you on a personal level and to find out more about your platform?
Thanks. So independents, you know, can vote for the first time. And what that will look like is, if you're a registered independent, you'll get a Republican ballot and a Democratic ballot. You can only vote in one. Otherwise, both ballots will be spoiled. So just pick one. And obviously, I hope that you pick the Democratic ballot and vote for Sira Rao. But in terms of engagement, you know, you can email me and rao.sira@gmail.com. Go to my website, Sira for Congress, S-A-I-R-A for Congress.com. We have a very active social media presence. We're out canvassing every day. I knocked 100 doors on Saturday and tons of doors yesterday. If anyone wants to sign up and volunteer with us, we've built an incredible coalition of people. We had dozens and dozens and dozens of people come out and knock with us. Yesterday, you can phone bank, but we're super accessible, and that's what I'll be when I am in Congress, is accessible. I'll have a monthly town hall of an office here that serves as a community center, so people can come in and out and get their questions answered. You know, this is what I'm hearing all over District 1. People want a representative who is listening to them and advocating for them. And ultimately, that's what representation means, is listening and advocating.
Sira Rao is challenging Diana DeGette on the Democratic primary ballot for Colorado's 1st Congressional District. And those ballots are heading out to your mailbox as we speak this week. Thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Thanks, Maeve. Take care.